No wings, huh?
No wings.
Call is back to order. I have before me a request for discharge from committee on bill number ONCA 1702. So that has been officially withdrawn from the Commerce, Gaming, and Lands Committee. Congressman Supernol?
Yeah, I'd like to withdraw that bill.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Discussion. All those in favor of withdrawing 1702 from committee, signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
Not from committee.
Excuse me, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head?
Well, I would like to acknowledge for the Congress to kind of at least, whether the sponsor or members want to make a remark on why we're doing that, and it's because we gave the LLC ample opportunity to come to committee meeting, and they didn't come. They never came. There was no time, no day that worked for them, and they were asking for $1 million and couldn't bother to come up and justify or explain or discuss what their reasoning for wanting $1 million was for. So if they can't make the time to come up here and talk with us, then as a member of Congress, I just kind of felt like I was in favor of the sponsor and supporting the sponsor to withdraw the request.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, I agree with that, and I wish we felt the same way when the Human Resources Director and the Director of Operations doesn't come and give us information on a merit bill.
We are now on general order day two, where amendments are to be proposed. All right, first is ONCA 1701, an act to restate with amendments the leasing procedures for business, economic development, and public purposes on Osage Nation restricted and trust lands as authorized by Helping Expedited and Advanced Responsible Tribal Home Ownership Act of 2012. Public Law 112-151, July 30, 2012, codified as 25 U.S.C. Section 415H, Hearth Act. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, ONCA 1701 is advanced to third reading after enrollment on today's agenda. The next bill is ONCA 1709. An act to repeal ONCA 16100 to reinstate all paid time off hours lost due to implementation of ONCA 16100 and to establish an alternate effective date. There are amendments to this bill. Congresswoman Edwards.
Amendment number one, page one, lines 19 through 33, strike lines 19 through 33 and insert the following. Section one, amending the definition of administrative leave. Section 4 of 16100, paragraph A, shall be read to read A. Administrative leave means paid time off work because of inclement weather, conditions, hazardous work conditions, voting, giving blood, and other exceptional circumstances, such as non-financial merit recognition, comma, participation in the Aloshka dances and other cultural obligations, period. Section 2, amending the definition of holiday leave. Section 4 of 16100, paragraph S, shall be amended to read, Holiday leave means paid time off work on New Year's Eve at noon. If the day falls on a Monday through Friday, New Year's Day, parentheses, preceding Friday if New Year's Day falls on a Saturday, or following Monday if the day falls on a Sunday, close parentheses, Martin Luther King Day, President's Day, Good Friday, Memorial Day, Independence Day if the day falls on a Monday through Friday, Labor Day, Osage Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, and the day after Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve at noon if the day falls on a Monday through Friday, and Christmas Day, parentheses, preceding Friday, if Christmas Day falls on a Saturday, or the following Monday if the day falls on a Sunday. Section 3, amending paid time off. Section 12 of ONCA 16100 shall be amended to read. Section 12, paid time off. Total paid time off per employee for personal time off and paid time off awarded as part of non-monetary merit recognition shall not exceed 320 hours per calendar year. All paid time off hours accrued prior to the effective date of this act shall remain available to the employees who earn the hours. Section 4, amending Section 7 of 16100. Section 7 of 16100 shall be amended to read. Section 7, merit, hiring, and record keeping. A, in furtherance of hiring employees based on their merit, the Office of Human Resources shall 1. Maintain as public records a formal position description for each authorized employee position, which documents the current duties, responsibilities, minimum qualifications, current pay, salary range, and current funding source for each position in the nation. 1. On or before July 1st of each year, provide to the Osage Nation Congress, provide information to the Osage Nation Congress which identifies each then authorized position of the nation, whether the position is currently filled, the base pay, the minimum and maximum salary range for the position, the funding source, and the total salaries and wages for all positions in each branch by funding source, as well as the total payroll for wages and benefits in all merited positions. Number 3, establish a consistent application process across all organizational entities. Number 4, advertise merited positions through the Osage News, the Osage Nation website, and local and regional publications for at least 14 days prior to hiring the position. Number 5, maintain a list of all open positions and the date first and last advertised. 6, maintain a confidential employee file on each employee. 7, present every new position by title, job, description, and salary range to the Osage Nation Congress for consideration in accordance with this act. Number 8, for authorized...
Point of order.
I changed it.
So, what I'm reading here, I should strike that.
Strike authorization and appropriation. For authorized positions, place every position in an organizational scheme sufficient for reporting to the Congress regarding the merit-based employment system. 9, provide to Congress at least 15 days prior to each regular session an updated report detailing the information required in Section 8A2. 10, ensure that hiring is conducted and compensation established in accordance with the provisions of this Act and Osage Preference, and ensure that preferences not authorized by law are not given. And 11, maintain any additional records consistent with this Act. Section 5, alternate effective date. This bill is effective upon signature of the Principal Chief, upon signature of the Speaker of the Congress following legislative override.
Second.
You have a second amendment? Number 2, page 1, lines 26 through 28, strike lines 26 through 28, and insert the following. All paid time off, parentheses PTO hours, accrued prior to the effective date of this act and lost by executive order or human resources department directive shall be reinstated to the employee who earned the paid time off hours.
Second.
And then number 3, page 1, line 14, strike due to implementation of ONCA 16100.
Motion for number 3 and then is there a second?
Second.
Next bill is ONC 17 10. to appropriate the sum of $442,000 to the restricted real property repurchase fund to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, ONCA 1710 is advanced to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Next is ONCA 1711, an act to repeal ONCA 1617 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, ONCA 1711 is advanced to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Next is ONCA 1713. I was going to read the bill, and I have two separate versions here, so I'm trying to clarify which one is the right. ONCA 1713, an act to amend ONCA 1693 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Education Division in the amount of $186,496 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congressman Walker.
Page 2, lines 53, strike 4,046,524, insert 4,053,773. Page 2, line 60 and a half, strike 3,178,874, insert 3,215,119.
Have a motion to amend ONCA 1713.
Second.
Day 3, where amendments are voted on in the order they are received. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move for a recess.
Second.
To the call of the chair.
Okay, thank you. Motion made and seconded to recess to the call of the chair. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We're in recess.
No, I'm wanting to grab the bill and see what this does. I think it would be.